qualifying as well, the first star, Al's brother.
Yes, Al's brother is here for another weekly edition of Picks. And at this point, we're working on the video, but the audio is going to be there. And before we bring in Al's brother, I should point out our friends at Pinty's. That's where you want to go in terms of Super Bowl kits. They got a great giveaway going right now. The ultimate home tailgating party. Win one of five Pinty Super Bowl kits valued at $1,000, which will include the following. $500 NFLShop.ca gift card. Co-branded charcuterie board, co-branded insulated
made by Al's brother
grocery bag,
wow,
and a co-branded insulated tumblers. Pinty's coupons, official Super Bowl football and program, and Super Bowl plates, napkins, the whole nine. So buy a Pinty's product and enter the UPC on our new website for a chance to win. That will be running all the way through January 30th, and the draw for the winners will be on January 31st at 9 a.m. So get to the website, and shout out to Pinty's, who bring the heat. We love Pinty's, as always, and that's exactly what I plan on doing when the Super Bowl gets here, is popping in some Pinty's wings. I'm going to do that all weekend, quite frankly, and a little charcuterie board. I have to believe that's up your alley, Al's brother. Are you going to have wings on the charcuterie board this weekend, or what?
Oh, absolutely. It is a must on the charcuterie board for a great divisional weekend. I can't wait. Chris Rowe said it. This is one of the best weekends of the year because you got four quality games.
Right. Well, I don't know if you feel positive about the draw. Oh, you've been pretty quiet about this.
This is weird for me because I can't see my guy and I can't see where he's
leading.
I don't like it.
I can't see the hat. So I'm basically... You're my ride or die, buddy, and I got to go with what you're saying, and
that's going to be it.
You better be good. You better be good.
So you guys drew the first game of the weekend, Al's brother. We will go through this in chronological order. Are you searching for him? Can you see? I don't know.
I'm prepping for him. Is what I'm doing.
I'll give you. I don't know why my video is not working. It's an internal webcam. I'm not sure why. But here's a little bit of vote of confidence for you, because I think we're on the same wavelength here, O-Dog, because I too agree with you, to be quite honest with you, that Gnocchi, a little overrated. Not my favorite noodle.
Al's brother.
That's why we're partners. That's why the Al Dog hat lives.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Just not my favorite noodle. More of a rigatoni guy.
You're a rigatoni. Yeah, you do seem like a rigatoni guy. I peg you as a rigatoni guy. All right, so you have the Bengals at Titans, Al's brother. And on the lineup, it's Titans minus 3.5. I'm looking at the site we generally use to make sure that that is confirmed, and that's where it currently stands. So let's lock that in. Titans laying 3.5 at home. Derrick Henry returning. He was activated off the IR today. I don't know how many snaps he'll get. I would think he'll be on a pitch count, but... at home, coming off a bye, but Joe Burrow, Broadway Joe, rolling through town. First game on the road in the playoffs for him. You guys are on the clock. Titans or Bengals, and why?
It's a bit of a tough game because you really don't know what you're going to get out of Derrick Henry, and the game plan is going to be up in the air, I guess, until we finally get to see it out there. So, in a way, that could be an advantage for Tennessee because Cincinnati's not going to be able to game plan for it. But I just look at it, and I think this is a guy who hasn't played in 2 months. And can he step into playoff form right away? I'm not so sure. I'm not sure he sees many meaningful snaps. He may be a decent decoy, but I don't see this guy rattling off another 100-yard game on the ground. And we look at Derrick Henry when he's not there. It takes away that play-action threat in this offense, falling from 8th to 17th in his absence when he went down last year. So I don't know how much of a factor he's going to be here. Trey Hendrickson looks like he's going to be healthy for the Bengals. I think that could factor in. And when you're betting, like, you don't bet against Joe Burrow, man. And this passing attack, I think Joe Burrow is really the next one. He's a big deal. And the Titans, they struggled against the pass, ranked 25th in the league. They gave up 300 yards and 3 touchdowns to Davis Mills and the Texans the last time they were on a football field. I'm taking the Bengals here. You're giving me the field goal and the hook? Yeah, I'll take the points with Joey B.
Wow. Yes.
Oh, you're on board with that? Okay.
I am so on board with that. And you know that you were on board with it too, but you're not because you're on the other team.
No, I'm fine with being on Tennessee because history would suggest the one seed that gets the bye is incredibly advantageous. You'll notice that tremendous information wasn't brought up by Al's brother. But if you go out over history, teams coming off a bye that are getting healthy at home, it's really not that close.
I believe you're right, but here's why I don't think that really matters. But this, I think this has come out of your mouth earlier this week. I think I heard it by you saying this might be one of the worst number one seeds in recent history.
Did we forget about that comment?
I said one of the most overlooked number one seeds, one of the most just not talked about. I mean, there's no spotlight. I don't believe I said they're one of the worst number one seeds. If I did, listen, I would probably argue that. Like, I don't remember making that argument, but compared to where the Packers are in the NFC, where the Chiefs have been as the one seed in past years, yeah, I don't think the Titans can hold a candle to those teams. But what I was suggesting, I believe, Al's brother, was that I think they're being completely overlooked, and I don't think enough people are paying them respect. They still are a one seed. And your pick would indicate that that is a truth. So you're on the Bengals 3.5. You're getting 3.5 with Broadway Joe, but he's still a kid. I'll remind you that. They better pump in six as opposed to kicking field goals. So I'm happy to be on the Titans. And I'm on the Niners-Packers game. I'm seeing this line fluctuate. I want to make sure that this is confirmed, okay?
Okay, yep, confirmed.
I'm seeing it Packers
That's
minus
five. That's a
greasy
comment to start the whole thing. It's a
Packers
greasy
minus
comment.
Five. It's on the card here with us at 5.5. It has been bet down towards the Niners. So we're playing this at Packers minus five. Is that cool with you guys or what?
Let me take a peek. Look at that. It's moved to five in the last hour. It's gone from 5.5 down to five. Five is the number we will pick at. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. So we're picking at that. Now, a couple of injury notes to point out in this game. Nick Bosa has been cleared. He's playing.
Yep.
But Za'Darius Smith has been cleared as well. He has been activated.
That's your guy.
Yeah,
to no one's shock, by the way. To no one's shock.
He's been out since week one. Like, he had a pretty significant injury. Randall Cobb's back. I don't know if Jair Alexander's going to play. I don't know if Bakhtiari's going to play. If they do, you're talking about the Packers, outside of Jenkins, who's a significant piece on the interior line. They're loaded. Like, they're ready to rock, the Packers. And what I just said in the previous segment about the Titans and history applies here. The Niners are a very public team. So is Green Bay. But when you beat Dallas, everyone starts buzzing about you because everyone loves Shanahan and thinks he's the smartest coach of all time. And their history in the playoffs, which I will grant, considering I was there 2 years ago, right around 2 years ago today, actually, we were in San Fran watching that game. I think people are leaning towards the Niners. Jimmy G is banged up. If he's healthy, I don't love him in this atmosphere at Lambeau Field. I'm riding with the Packers minus five. I love the Packers coming off a bye week. They're getting healthy. I believe they're the best team in the NFC. Aaron Rodgers has got the MVP. It is going to be freezing cold, which I think benefits them because they're used to it, just like Buffalo a week ago at home. I think the home field advantage is massive when you've got really, really awful conditions. Packers minus five, lock it in.
I like my positioning. Oh, I am so jacked up about
good
that.
For you.
Al's brother, can you not explain how happy we are at what he just said?
I am so happy. I was going to propose a trade to you. I was going to, because I know how much you hate picking the game with the Green Bay Packers. I was going to try and propose a trade, but say, you know what? We'll leave it. We'll let them pick it because I wanted the San Francisco 49ers so bad.
Good for
I was going to try and trade to get the pick, and you just.
Why are you so adamant about the Niners? Explain.
Go ahead and tell them, Al's brother. Tell them what we talked about this morning. Go ahead.
Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't really have to do much because they're just going to run the football down the throat of the Green Bay Packers. Absolutely, they're going to do that. You know, when you look at the look ahead of this game, it was 4 points. And then you saw the injury to Bosa and Warner last week against Dallas, and that number quickly changed and climbed up to 6 points. Both those two now going to be playing in the game. So I'm still getting an extra point from the early look ahead. The Niners, 6-1. On the road this year, 4-1 on the road as the dog, 6-1 in general as the dog this year. I really, really think that the Niners not only can cover the 5 points, I think they can win this game, Hazy B.
Well,
sorry to tell you.
Outright.
Yeah,
outright.
I think so.
For you, I couldn't be happier that you stated that because your belief in that makes me feel even better about my pick and Green Bay at home. I think you're really overlooking the significance of the one seed in the bye. Like, history would suggest these games are not really that close a lot of times. Because what happens is you see the teams the week before. Joe Burrow, look what he did. Wow, wasn't that amazing? Yeah, guess who was sitting back watching as a better team waiting for them at home?
Yeah.
Tennessee. The Niners squeaked past Dallas because Dallas did everything they could to puke all over themselves. It's not like that was a decisive win last week. They barely won. They barely beat Dallas, and now they're facing a better team in a worse environment. Love the Packers, laying five. Love the Packers.
Wow. We love the Niners.
There you go.
We love it.
More than you love the Packers, we love the Niners.
Okay.
Love. I think that's a true statement.
All right. Rams-Bucks, the first game on Sunday. The Bucks are laying 3. Is that still the case? I want to make sure that we get these lines correct.
3 points looks to be the number to me,
okay.
Yes.
I am going to take the L.A. Rams in this game. I'm going to take the points.
Ooh.
On the road. I'm concerned about Whitworth being out, their tackle, but Wirfs, I think, is going to be an issue for Tampa. I don't know if he plays. They got a couple of linemen that are banged up. I saw they had another running back who's been ruled out today. And I like the way the Rams played last week. I like the way the Bucs have played all year. I think it could be a close game. I could see this being a field goal game. We might have a push here. Might be Bucs, you know, on a late field goal. But I think it's going to be a close game. And I think that pass rush is going to get after Tom Brady. And if it does, and it goes south for him, then I think the Rams are capable of putting points on the board where they won't allow a comeback out of Brady and company. So I will take the points. I'm on the Rams at Tampa.
Giving us Tom Brady at home by a field goal.
That's a Christmas
Tom
gift. That's an
Brady.
Early Christmas gift. That's two times. That's just gifts.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
All right.
I hear you.
I mean...
Here's a couple.
You're documenting. You know,
I'm documenting. I feel like you are very confident. Al's brother, just there's a lot of noise and bluster and like you. Hayes, you're just like, this is what I feel like. I feel like the team that has the bye statistically has done this. You just are straight to the point. Al's brother has like a marching band.
We're talking about Tom Brady here. We're talking about Tom Brady, the guy that usually just gets it done.
I agree.
Tom Brady. Like the Tom Brady, you got to think too. Tom Brady has one of he's such a quick release. So you talk about the banged up offensive line of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady gets the ball out pretty quickly. So as long as they can hold up for like 2 seconds, they're good to go. And here's a player who I'm expecting to come. I think it was Ronald Jones who was
Ronald
ruled
Jones
out, right?
Yes.
Thankfully, the name that was ruled out from the running back position was not Gio Bernard. Gio Bernard's going to have himself a nice weekend, I believe. He caught 9 balls the last time these two teams played off against each other. And talk about having to get the ball out quickly, that quick dump off to Gio. I don't know if they really have, you know, guys who are going to be able to keep up with this guy. And you think back to the last game. The Rams, they beat up on Tampa Bay pretty good. That was in L.A. This one is in Tampa Bay. And you think back to that game, the Bucs secondary decimated with injuries. Cooper Kupp, OBJ, Van Jefferson, it'll be a little bit tougher for them this time around than it was back in September because they got their ones out there this time. You're giving me Brady at home by a field goal?
That's what I'm
I'll
telling
take
you.
It. I'll take it.
Take
it.
Listen,
take
I hear
it.
You, man. It's not easy to bet against TB12. There's a guy who can use his initials and his number.
Yes.
Right? TB12 applies and works.
BM63 and TB12.
Right. Two long-standing Boston legends.
And I feel like BM63's injured. Aren't they playing tonight?
Yeah,
I don't know if he's playing. That looked like he popped something out or did something there. Sublifted even.
On the bench when he went to go celebrate that shorty
and he couldn't lift it.
Yeah, it looked like I separated my shoulder playing rugby once, and that was essentially what happened to me. I went to go and lift my arm, and I can't lift this thing past like my mid
waist.
I was just
going to
say, are you like, did you wear that headgear?
No, I didn't.
You wore the headgear.
Yes. I didn't wear that. The scrum cap? No, I didn't get. I should have. I played props, so I was right up in there, and my heads were just.
You were right up in there.
I was the right prop. Up in there as the big prop. Oh,
is that the guy who throws someone in the air to try to get the ball?
I did. Yeah. You got the number two guy, which they call it the hooker, right? And then you got the two props on the outside, and then when you do a throw in, you try and toss them up, and so that was
I
me.
Love it.
Shout out. Yeah, what was your number?
AB1
Kenobi. I
AB1
love it.
Kenobi.
Yes.
Rugby, that is stronger. Never the same.
Next time you're on TV with us, you have to wear the head guard. What's it called again? The scrum guard?
Scrum cap.
Scrum cap.
Put that on.
Rugby's
awesome.
Ruthless game.
It's so ruthless.
It's tough. Like, God, the
injuries.
It's
so fun.
Yeah.
Such a fun game, though. Like, honestly, and I just remember playing. Like, I didn't play in high school. I didn't play at a highly competitive level, but it was such a fun game, and it's just like such good camaraderie. I don't know.
I got friends that play it. My brother-in-law loves it. They love it because of what you just said. The camaraderie. You're going to war. The Hika. You ever do the Hika, Al's brother? I need
video.
Oh, you
the Hika? The All Blacks with the Hika? Oh, yes, yeah. We did that a bunch.
Scary stuff.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
We need Al's brother doing a Hika before the Super Bowl, then nosedive into the hot tub with a charcuterie.
I love it.
Just hit every single possible thing we could.
Should hit it up.
All right, so Bills at Chiefs. Again, I saw earlier this number looked like it was moving around. This is your game. I'm seeing it Chiefs minus -2.
That's now, the number I'm looking at as well.
Okay.
It's moved down to 2 points.
Betting towards Buffalo. Al's brother, yep. This is your moment to shine. There's a lot of people in Western New York that listen to this show. Our signal is actually very strong down there, and they want to know what you're thinking. They're
Al's
nervous.
Brother,
they're
do
concerned.
The right thing here and do what you know that we both want to do. Go ahead and do it.
Well, to much dismay of our pal Critter, and I'm surprised you didn't bring that up earlier when you were talking about Carlo, but Critter said, don't do it. But I'm sorry, Carlo. I got to do it because I believe in the Bills this weekend.
Wow.
I really, really do.
No.
I'm taking the dog. I'm taking the points, the Bills. I got 3 reasons why, gentlemen. Reason number 1. I think the Bills defense and their ability to get pressure on Patrick Mahomes is going to make a big difference. They led the NFL with pressures. 30.8% of opponent dropbacks, they were able to pressure the quarterback, which led to a number 1 passing defense in the NFL, both yardage and points scored against. Patrick Mahomes completing at just a 41.8% of his passes when he's under pressure, and they'll do this with mainly just 4 guys rushing the passer, which means they're going to be able to drop an extra guy in coverage, which leads me to point number 2, my good pal. Turnovers. You drop an extra guy, you can get yourself a couple of turnovers with an extra guy out there, and that's something that the Chiefs have done a lot this season. 23 times to be exact, the 25th most in the NFL. Had 2 more turnovers last week. Buffalo 6th in takeaways this year, and unlike Pittsburgh, Buffalo will make KC pay for turning the ball over. They can't afford to give Buffalo extra possessions. And thirdly, Brian Daboll has his swagger back as an offensive coordinator. This guy's auditioning for head coaching jobs, and I think that he's going to go out and just have a great day with this offense. They're averaging over 400 yards, scoring an average of 32 points per game in their last 6. A run game is starting to come here with Devin Singletary, Josh Allen, and my guy, Isaiah McKenzie, of late getting interacted into the offense. They're getting creative. I really, really like this team.
Right.
It's a different KC team from when they played earlier in the season. KC's a lot better, but ultimately, these are 2 uber-talented offenses. I give Buffalo the nod based on their strong trench play, the better overall defense. Give me the road dogs again. Bills plus two.
I like that pick, but I will say this. Everything you had to say about me betting against Brady has to apply against betting against Mahomes at home. Like, Mahomes does not generally lose at home. And Arrowhead, I think, is going to factor in, but I think this is a coin flip game. You know, you're going based on your gut. Everything you said there is 100% legit. Now, you could counter with similar stats that Mahomes and the Chiefs offense supply. Andy Reid, he's chasing that chocolate cake. Do you hear him earlier this week? Using the chocolate cake analogy.
You want it again.
Yeah, he's already had 1 piece of chocolate cake, the Super Bowl. You obviously want another one. So I think he's hungry and horny for another win. And, you know, you give me Mahomes and that offense at Arrowhead, only laying 2, I'll take it. I'll take it. I'm happy with that. I'm happy with my picks. So I am on the Titans, the Packers, the Rams, the Chiefs, which means Team Al Dog is on the Bengals, the Niners, the Bucks, and the Bills. You guys are on the dogs, you know, this week. You're on the Bengals are a dog, the Niners are a dog. The Bills are a dog. The only favorite you have is Tom Brady and the Bucks at home laying 3. So, Al's brother,
I like
this information.
I really love where we're at. Like, I mean, we're Al Dog. We're Team Al Dog. Just makes sense that we're on the dogs this week.
That's right. They're barking. And you're 4-2, you know, through super wild card weekend. I need wins this week. You guys run the house. It's over. I think if you go 3-1, I can't catch you based on how many games are left.
Yeah, but you're feeling pretty good about yourself. I know that you are.
I feel good about these. In the regular season, I smoked you guys, and you know I'm up pretty significantly on that. But this is a clean slate.
Yeah,
I feel good about
my picks.
We know
that this counts for significantly much more value-wise.
Right, every game is at a certain value, and there's a chance for you guys to catch up. All right, best of luck, Al's brother. And I look forward to the updates on Twitter, Instagram, the whole 9.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You guys were talking about how you guys are a bit quieter when you're watching games. I'm the opposite. I'm a nervous wreck. I'm in front of the TV. I'm screaming at guys for not making plays. So okay. I'll be loud. I'll be loud. That's for
what
sure.
What is
for
your each and every one of these experience teams. Like this weekend? What is on the docket?
I think there's going to have to be some charcuterie involved, absolutely, and wings. I mean, charcuterie and wings is just a staple, absolute Perfect. Staple here. So I'll get that cooking, and I'll make sure that the world knows it with a couple of pics on Insta and Twitter.
Please,
well, don't you worry.
Do. We look forward to tracking it. Al's brother.
All right.
All right, best of luck this weekend, buddy. I'm sure I'll hear from you after kickoff tomorrow afternoon.
All right, go Bills!
Yes, go Bills. There's Al's brother, and again, Team Al Dog, for those wondering, are on the Bengals plus 3.5, the Niners plus 5, the Bucks laying 3, minus 3, and the Bills plus 2. Oh, those are your teams. Those are your games.
You know? I like where we're at. I just like everything I heard there. That's okay. Why we're teammates.
AB just gave the Bills the kiss of death.
That's
I
my
feel
only
like
concern,
that.
Noodles, is that is the Chiefs are going to win this game like 51-10. Now, Al's brother is going to have to leave the Buffalo, yeah. Niagara area and
answer to Carlo.
Right.
And, yeah, it's not good.
That's my concern.